But still 32 in Northwest outside the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center, brought to you by your Washington area Mazda dealers. Visit MazdaUSA.com today for great offers.
9:41 now, and Hollywood stars came out last night for the 90th Annual Academy Awards. Jimmy Kimmel, as a host, poked fun at last year's infamous envelope gaffe. And joining us live with the Oscars reaction is WTOP film critic Jason Fraley. So tell me about what you thought, Jay Fray, how Jimmy Kimmel did as a host again this year.
I love him as the host of this thing. I'm glad that he came back from that mess last year. Yeah. I remember we were backstage from that last year. So I've been waiting a year to see how they were going to address it. And I thought Jimmy Kimmel did great in the opening monologue. He has that. I think he struck the perfect balance of the tone of, you know, some that sarcastic humor he has, but also talking serious and truth to power on some really serious issues this year too. I mean, we had the Me Too stuff. We had the Parkland shooting. There was a lot of issues. Not to mention the Oscar gaffe. I mean, so it was a lot. He was juggling a lot, and I think he's kind of strikes the perfect tone of funny and serious, like he does during his talk show a lot of nights. I thought the jet ski bit was really, really was funny. I kept waiting to see who was going to give the shortest speech, right, so they could get the prices right. Ski. I love the clip packages they did for all the 90th anniversary and Ava Marie Saint coming out. There's a lot of cool nods to yesteryear that us movie buffs like. But in terms of the Oscar gaffe thing, I gotta say, I thought it was a little anticlimactic. Like, we had a year to come up with something big. I thought maybe the Moonlight people would finally come get their moment, or maybe I do like that they brought Bonnie and Clyde back out. They gave Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway sort of a do-over. But I thought they would maybe do something bigger. I thought they kind of maybe didn't. They had some egg on the face, and yeah, we saw the little Oscar envelope propped up on the pedestal there. But other than that, it was a couple lines from Warren and Faye, and that was about it. I don't know what I was hoping for, but I thought it was going to be more.
Now, as far as the awards last night, the acting categories all seemed like locks, and that's the way it turned out.
Yeah, we were kind of thinking it was going to be kind of go a little predictable in that route, but and you can't really argue. I mean, Gary Oldman was awesome as Winston Churchill in Darkest Hour, so I'm just glad to see that he won. And I like that he thanked Winston Churchill in his speech. And Frances McDormand won Best Actress for Three Billboards, and she kind of had one of the more moments of the night with her speech and asked every woman in the audience to stand up, and then kind of begged the financiers of Hollywood with the purse strings and said, look around, here's, we all have stories to tell, and we need you to finance our movies. Sam Rockwell also won, long overdue after a great career, for Three Billboards. And then Allison Janney for I, Tonya. She was hilarious. And I loved when she got up. You know, everyone always says, like, I couldn't have done it without you. And her first line was, I did it all by myself.
Yeah.
Of course he was joking. But I thought the acting categories were pretty much predictable but deserving.
And, of course, we know, too, that The Shape of Water got the Best Picture. And, we really don't have time to talk about it, but I have to tell you, it was my favorite film, and it was Bruce's least favorite. So right down the middle here.
I think you weren't the only ones. I was thinking it was going to be a Best Picture director split, and Del Toro deserved director, but maybe they would go something else for picture. You know, I was pulling for Get Out. But you know what? You know, it's what did Kimmel say? This year, it was the year of Hollywood that the men screwed up so badly that women started dating fish.
Right.
Right. Good line. Just all right.
A little weird, but a good movie.
All right. Jay Fray, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jason. 9:44.
It's time to get real about breakfast. And there's no better place to do that than at IHOP. And right now, you can get two eggs, two crispy bacon strips or sausage links, and two of IHOP's world-famous buttermilk pancakes for just $4.99. Now that's a real deal that's real delicious. IHOP's weekday special for just $4.99 is available Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. But it's only for a limited time.